This is Blank on Blank, and I'm David Gerlach. Thank you for joining us as we build an archive of the American interview. Today's edition comes to us thanks to our collaboration with HarperCollins Publishers and their imprint, It Books. The conversation is with cartoonist Al Jaffe, an artist who has spent more than 5 decades drawing for Mad Magazine. Now, Jaffe is the subject of a new biography. It's called Al Jaffe's Mad Life. Mary Lou Weissman is the author, and the book includes dozens of Jaffe's illustrations. Weissman recorded numerous interviews for the book, and from these we have Al Jaffe on the genesis of his fold-in. You've probably seen a Mad fold-in before. It's an intricate drawing by Jaffe, filling the page. And in the corner is some question posed to the reader, like, say, from the issue dated September 1994. It read, quote, "What part of the Clinton crime plan seems destined to fail?" Now, to find the answer, a reader folds part of the page back and then folds the entire page back in. Magically, the picture of Bill and Hillary Clinton morphs into the president standing alone, and the answer appears, covering up Whitewater. The fold-ins are all like this, smart and seemingly simple. Jaffe serving up commentary across the spectrum, war, politics, sports, pop culture of the day, you name it. And here's his story. This is Blank on Blank.
What about the fold-in? I mean, this is, most people, I think, consider this your masterpiece, and it's actually become a word in the language. You know, it's now got a life of its own, even when you're not doing them, but you still are. So how did that happen? How did you get that idea?
As a writer for Mad, consciously and subconsciously, I was always searching for material. And one day I was going through my magazines. I had Playboy and National Geographic and Sports Illustrated and a few others, and something struck me. What was very hot at that time was particularly Playboy, which had the center fold-out, or the center fold, as they called it. And then I looked at a Life magazine, and they had a big fold-out that was explaining how the, I don't know, some nature thing or, you know, view of the cosmos. And even Sports Illustrated had a picture of a new stadium, and you folded it out. It struck me, everybody's doing these fancy full-color fold-outs, which at that time was unique and expensive because color printing was very unusual in that day. We didn't have the technology of digital printing that we have today. It was all letterpress, and it was very expensive. And indeed, Mad didn't have a single color page in it except for the front and back cover. So I thought to myself, well, it just struck me immediately. If all of them are having these expensive, beautiful color fold-outs, Mad should have a cheap, inexpensive fold-in. I did a simple version that involved Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton.
They were hot at the time.
They were very, very big in the movies. And Elizabeth Taylor was sort of, had gone through several husbands. And so there was a lot of gossip about who's going to be next after Richard Burton. And so I did a simple fold-in in which she and Burton were standing there holding hands, and the answer was someone in the crowd, because after you folded it, a young man wound up embracing Elizabeth Taylor, and Richard Burton was out of the picture. And they were even trampling Eddie Fisher underfoot, who was Elizabeth Taylor's former husband.
That's cartoonist Al Jaffe on the birth of Mad's fold-in. But the fold-in almost never came to be. You see, Jaffe thought his bosses wouldn't go for the idea. Kids would mutilate the magazine in the store trying to fold in the page. In fact, the powers that be thought it was a brilliant idea. Kids would buy one copy, fold it in to reveal the hidden image and answer, and then buy another one, so they'd have a pristine copy for the collection. Two sold instead of one. Priceless. I want to thank Mary Lou Weissman for adding this interview to the archive. Her new biography is called Al Jaffe's Mad Life, and it's being published by It Books, an imprint of HarperCollins. Now, if you want to hear more conversations with Al Jaffe on Mad Magazine or his own amazing childhood, head over to blankonblank.org. I'm David Gerlach. Keep listening.